أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran. Today we will look at an ayah which is for the shifa of any illness. And this is from Surah Al-Shu'ara. Surah Al-Shu'ara is Surah number 26. And it is ayah 80 where Prophet Ibrahim describing Allah. And the ayah is very short. It says, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ, and when I am sick, فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ, then he restores me to health. So repeat it a lot of times. وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ, and when I am sick, then it is he, فَهُوَ يَشْفِينِ, then it is he who restores me to health. But let's first look a little bit about illness. Let's have a little understanding of it. So the statement made by Prophet Ibrahim does not mean that you do not seek a cure for your illness. It means that the principal cure, the cause of the cure, is only divinity, because the existence, the subsistence, and the effect of the agent of the cure is entirely by his will and permission. So the first step is to look for a cure. And it's really, really important. We tell children a beautiful story about Prophet Musa, who had a stomachache. And he wanted to go and talk to Allah and complain to Allah and tell Allah to make him better. As he was climbing up the mountain, there was a physician, a doctor, who said, Ya Nabi Allah, you look in pain. I may be able to help you. He said, No. I am going to Ash-Shafi. I'm going to the one who is the cure, the one who cures. So when he got to the place where the burning bush was, and he says, Ya Allah, I've got a tummy ache, it hurts. Allah revealed to him and said, Musa, I sent you a physician. Why don't you take his help? So it's really important that dawa and dua go together. After that, looking for a cure, then another thing that is powerful in curing our illnesses is sadaqah. Imam Sadiq al-Islam says, treat your sick by giving sadaqah. He says it's recommended for the sick person to give a beggar or somebody who is ill, a faqir or a miskin, with his own hands and tell him to pray for him. Illness is also a means of reflection. There's a hadith by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud who says that one day he was in the presence of Rasulullah, and he saw the Prophet smiling. And he said, why are you smiling? Why did you smile? And the Prophet said, I'm so surprised at the mu'min and his apprehension during his illnesses. When he knows that there's a reward for him in that illness, if only he understood, he'd actually love to be ill until he meets his Rabb. Now, what was the Prophet trying to say? Well, if you look at dua number 15 of Sayfatul Sajjadiyah, absolutely phenomenal. And I'll just take some extracts and read it. And he says, I don't know, my God, which of the two states deserves more of my thanking you. The time of health, which gives me delight, through which you give me the joy to seek your bounty, through which you strengthen me for the acts of obedience. Or is it the time of illness, through which you put me through a test, bestow upon me favors, lighten my offenses, purify my evil deeds, and encourage me to reach out for repentance? So a lot to think about when we say, وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. And finally, Imam Baqir says that among the things that Prophet Musa whispered to his Rabb was, Ya Rabbi, tell me the extent of reward that a person who visits the sick would get. And Allah said, Ya Musa, I will entrust an angel over him, the one who will visit the sick, until the day he goes to his grave. And not only that, until the day of Qiyamah. 70,000 angels escort him when he visits the sick, and they will seek his forgiveness or forgiveness for him until he resorts or returns back to his house. So inshallah, when we are ill, we will seek out dawa and dua. We will give sadaqah, and we will also see it as a means of thanks, because we can understand what life is about. And we will search for the cause of our illness. And when somebody else is ill, we will raise our hands in dua for them, visit them, and see how we can alleviate their difficulties. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.